Texte numéro 20. Billionaires want to use tech to enhance our abilities. Many prominent people in the tech industry have talked about the increasing convergence between humans and machines in coming decades. For example, Elon Musk has reportedly said he wants humans to merge with AI to achieve a symbiosis with artificial intelligence. His company, Neuralink, aims to facilitate this convergence so that humans won't be left behind as technology advances in the future. While people with disabilities would be near-term recipients of these innovations, some believe technologies like this could be used to enhance abilities in everyone. These aims are inspired by an idea called transhumanism, the belief that we should use science and technology to radically enhance human capabilities and seek to direct our own evolutionary path. Disease, aging and death are all realities transhumanists wish to end, alongside dramatically increasing our cognitive, emotional and physical capacities. Transhumanists often advocate for the three supers of superintelligence, superlongevity and superhappiness, the last referring to ways of achieving lasting happiness. This may all sound futuristic and fantastical, but rapid developments in artificial intelligence, AI, and synthetic biology have led some to argue we are on the cusp of creating such possibilities. In the short term, the promises and the perils are probably overstated. After all, tech companies have a lot to gain by making us think they are on the verge of engineering a divine power that can create utopia or destroy the world. AI systems are already causing many forms of social and environmental harm. AI companies rarely wish to address these harms, though. But if we lack the capacity and determination to address these real-world harms, it's hard to believe that we will be able to mitigate larger-scale risks that AI may hypothetically enable. If there really is a threat that AI could pose an existential risk, for example, everyone would shoulder that cost, but the profits would be very much private. There's also the pressing question of whose future will be transhuman. We currently live in a very unequal world. Transhumanism, if developed in anything like our existing context, is likely to greatly increase inequality and may have catastrophic consequences for the majority of humans. Perhaps transhumanism itself is a symptom of the kind of thinking that has created our parlous social reality. It is a narrative that encourages us to hit the gas, expropriate nature even more, keep growing, and not look back at the devastation in the rearview mirror. If we're really on the verge of creating an enhanced version of humanity, we should start to ask some big questions about what being human should mean, and therefore what an enhancement of humanity should entail. Adapted from the conversation, January 2024.